Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Vampire Diaries month of May here on the VRO. Tonight, hosting is me, Amber. I got Jess with me.
Hi.
And Amy, as always, running our switchboard. But tonight, we have the pleasure of speaking to the beautiful Marguerite McIntyre, who plays Sheriff Ford from Vampire Diaries. Hey, Marguerite, how are you doing?
Hey, good. How are you doing?
Good, good, good. Well, you've been on the show a couple times, so you know how it works. We have fans sending questions, and then we're going to bombard you with them. We're going to hold you down and make you answer them, and we're going to have a good time.
Awesome.
Good, good, right, okay. how do you think the sheriff and the mayor plan on defusing the situation that Alaric has created?
I have no idea. I have to say, he's definitely... Well, first off, isn't Matt Davis's performance so fabulous? I mean, he's just, like,
fabulous.
Really rocking it. It's so great. It's so exciting to watch because it read so well, and it was so fun to read it. I was like, oh, my God, this is amazing. And then to see him just, you know, hit it out of the park, it's awesome. I just thought he's been doing such a beautiful job. So it's so moving and then scary and all that. So I have no idea. All I know is that... I'd say the sheriff and the mayor are up against it once again. If they got along a little better, that might have helped.
That's true.
They're always kind of like, you know, they kind of drive each other a little crazy, which I sort of enjoy. But so I have no idea what's going to happen beyond. Well, I actually know what will happen Thursday, but I can't really talk too deeply about what's going to happen beyond that. Although I will admit, I just hung out with Julie and got a little bit of dish on what may be coming in the next season or two, which I have to say, oh, my God, they're geniuses. If you're a fan now, you're only going to be a bigger fan. I was like, what are you saying? It was fabulous. It was really, really good stuff.
Yeah, they definitely keep us on the edge of our seats over there in the writer's room. They know what they're doing.
They really do. And you know what? Like, that's not easy. I'm like, how do you take a story which ultimately on some level, it's just about a few people. It's a handful of people. You bring in other people, and it's ultimately, you know, thematically not, it doesn't branch out too far, and you keep it so fascinating. It's just, I just think they're rock stars. They're really great.
Yeah, and I mean, the people they did bring in, everybody's so attached to now. People are they're going nuts. Like, even these new characters they brought, I mean, some of the characters they brought in for an episode or two, people are still talking about. Like, that's how good they write all these characters. Yeah.
It's totally true. You get attached quickly, which that's great for the actor. It's great for the show. And then, of course, God forbid, if anything happens to him, it's like harder to deal with, so you have to feel more emotional about the show. It's really, they're great. They're so smart.
Well, with this development with the council, because that's a huge, huge thing. What a good scene that was this week. But
I know, scary, right?
It was scary. Do you think that with that happening, that the sheriff will be more involved in the next season as far as that developing?
Here's what's bad. I know more than I should, and I can't tell you guys anything because A, it's not locked in stone. You know, obviously they haven't even gone back to the room yet to write. But here's what I will say. Let's see, what can I say and not get in trouble? It will definitely affect the sheriff and the mayor, that situation, and that situation isn't done. And at the end of the season, the whole council thing will play out. And it's going to have a very interesting, very surprising, you know, a la Vampire Diaries. It's going to have that kind of twist where it's nothing you guys will think up. No one, if anybody actually says, oh, I knew they were going to do that, I will tell them to their face they're a liar because my jaw dropped when I heard what is probably going to be happening. So, yes, it does. Of course, the mayor and the sheriff are in a terrible position, and they will be affected very much by what happens. I can definitely say that. How's that? That's completely useless, but
okay. You scrambled it around enough to where you're going to confuse some people, and they're going to think you actually answered it. So I like that.
Yeah. Wonderful. I should be a politician.
Absolutely. Well, this question, let's see how you do with this one. You know, a lot of the fans were wondering how confused the council is actually going to be when they realize that not only has a lark come in and told them all this crazy nonsense, but he is like the ultimate vampire himself now. I mean, that's going to be kind of hard for them to swallow, don't you think?
Yes. I think, yes, it will, and that there will definitely have to be, priorities will have to be set.
Yeah, I agree. And like you said, I mean, Lark, we were talking about this in the last hour when we had Alice Evans on. He comes in and he does such a good job with these darker parts of the roles when he gets them. It's just like,
yes,
he just delves into it, and I absolutely love seeing the crazy part in him come out in his acting, so that's really cool, and it's going to definitely give y'all something to play out in the next episode, even though we know you can't tell us what's going to happen.
Yes, because it's not anything you expect from sweet Alaric, or even when Alaric was sort of ever intense, he was intense in a way that you could agree with.
Right.
You know, or that was just normal human intensity and always sensible. So it is quite like, what is happening? So, yes, and he's been, you know, playing it so geniusly, and he's just amazing.
Well, you know, your character has come so far. She's come from just flat out wanting to kill all the vampires and end them and have them not in Mystic Falls to really crossing over that line and in the beginning not knowing how to feel about Caroline and her being a vampire, and now you're dealing with it, and you've kind of moved on with it, and you are taking up for her again. She's your daughter, and that's the way it is. And, you know, a lot of people are wanting to know, is there, in the end, do you think there will be anyone left that's actually against the vampires, or do you think that everyone's going to be willing to make that exception?
Well, for one thing, you kind of couldn't have a drama if everybody was so accepting. So I really think that there will always be pro and anti-vampire on the show, because there's almost going to have to be, because they're always going to be up against something. I do think that I love Sheriff Forbes' trajectory of getting to a place of acceptance. I actually loved so much this season, loved the fact that when Caroline's dad dies, that he brings up choice as part of it all. Like, he's like, I can't live with myself this way, but he was proud of his daughter for being who she was, even in the context of being a vampire, which he could loathe the fact of there being vampires and even her being a vampire, but he was able to come to a really good place with her before he chose to die rather than be one. And I thought that was really so interesting and so wonderful for the Caroline, you know, trajectory, and it also brought a kind of a nice closing to her, who her parents were together and apart, and you go, oh, that's what that was, and they're done, you know, that's done, and now it's just been really great that way to sort of see someone say, I can't ever get cool with this vampire thing, I can't, and some people will, and some people won't, and that's just like honest, like anything in life, you know, some people, whether you agree or disagree with them, there's some stuff people can handle and some stuff people can't. So I think that's just true to life. And just for drama, you have to have somebody not into it just to keep the stakes high. So it's not going to be easy street for vampires in Mystic Falls, kind of ever. I can't foresee.
Yeah, I have to tell you, you know, now that you've brought up Caroline's dad, that story was so forthcoming this season. It really needed to be told. It was kind of nice to see her have that closure, and you as well as your character. But I really enjoyed the fact that he decided that he wasn't going to make that transition, and that people saw that was an option. And, you know, because so much it seems like everybody, okay, well, that person changed, so now they're just a vampire and we're all going to love it. And, of course, we love it as fans, but I think it needed to be out there and it needed to be shown that, you know, from now on, this can happen. They can make this choice and they cannot be here. And now Caroline can be without her father as well because, you know, at first it was really scary. I'm going to be honest, when he had her in that chair this season and he
was horrible.
It was horrible. It was absolutely horrible. It was hard. It was just, it was worse.
And yet, here's
to think
man
of it
who actually thought he was doing it out of love. Like,
right.
He actually was thinking, I'm saving you with all this craziness.
Yeah.
And he gave Tyler the keys to the kingdom, didn't he? He got Tyler to realize he had the power to break his fire bond, which was pretty cool, I thought. So ultimately, he gave Caroline a great gift by giving the boy she loves the gift to be able to be true, you know, and be real and be him, and be for himself and not be just sire to someone else. The other thing that I loved about Bill Forbes dying and making that choice is that it also presaged Alaric's making that choice before that choice was taken out of his hands, that he decided he wasn't going to complete the transition. And then of all the people, this vampire hunter guy who comes to town to hunt vampires and then befriends them, the guy he chooses to hang out with for his last hours is Damon.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's beautiful. Like, that's actually quite beautiful. And then, of course, that really sweet, you know, tableau of everyone standing out there just sort of silently saying goodbye. It was very moving. And then he picks to be with a vampire, even though he's choosing not to be one. There's just all these really lovely moments that you just kind of go, wow. And it takes a long time to get there, and you got to earn them, but they all stack up so well. It's really impressive to me.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, just all the different storylines, it's so amazing to me that they can take so many different storylines and weave them together, and it all is just so flush and it works. So it helps.
Yeah.
You know, and y'all have a phenomenal cast, all of you, you included. You work
Thank
together
you.
And you do your job in such a magnificent way that it's easy to kind of delve into that world every Thursday night and be totally entertained.
Yeah, they do. Honestly, it's impressive, you know, writing. And then, like I said, you watch the shows and you're like, God, that's a beautiful beat. That's a beautiful beat, beautifully played. You know, it's really a nice show to work on. Everybody's working so hard and really coming through. I mean, I don't think I've watched any episodes where I've been like, but it just doesn't happen. I don't think it can happen, you know? I'm like, it's not that show. Then you know you're watching the wrong show. You're like, wait, I got the wrong channel, something's wrong.
That's right.
You know?
That's true. Well, you know, Klaus, who's the big bad guy, we know he's not dead. He could be gone this season. He could not be gone this season. But Klaus has been a good part of the season, running around saving Caroline a couple of times. Do you think that that's going to mean that sooner or later the sheriff is going to owe this kid a favor?
That she'll owe Klaus a favor?
Yeah.
I think that is something they could do. I think it would be really... that it would be interesting because, of course, it would be – Klaus is no Damon. I mean, Damon, who was, you know, scary for 5 minutes to the sheriff, once he was – they were done sort of butting heads, and once he really kind of terrified her and then came through – they came through the other side, he's been somebody she just sort of loves and is her pal, and on some level she relates to him better than almost anyone in the show. But Klaus, though – certainly Joseph is great and plays it brilliantly and sometimes really charmingly in a way that I just think is delicious. How she would get cool unless she felt like, you know, Caroline will die if I don't do this. The stakes would have to be so intense for her to feel like she owes him one and to feel like she could do it without doing more harm than good. I just don't know how that would play. But, you know, these guys are amazing at making stakes that high that you will find yourself doing something you couldn't imagine. But I just feel like that would be a tough one because he really is. Like, he makes the rest of those guys, you know, seem like kind of nice. I mean, none of them want to tear apart this town and leave it a mess and walk away. But they actually have roots there and of course, from even farther back. But their connection is still, they're still trying to play it. The town's still standing, the stuff. They're trying to keep the status quo a little bit. This guy, you just get the feeling anything could happen with him. So it would be, and plus it'd be hard to do him a good favor because you think this will end up going wrong in the end. He's going to turn it somehow, and I will regret this. So I don't know how that would play out, but I could see it would definitely be one of those things you wouldn't just do. You'd really have to have sort of a really compelling reason to do something for him.
Yeah, and I mean, Klaus is one of those people that doesn't forget. So that's why
yeah.
I don't put it in the back of my mind. You know, I'm watching these scenes and I'm like, somebody's going to owe him one day for this. Somebody's going to owe him one day for
this.
Like, he
yeah.
doesn't just do things to be nice.
you're totally right. Like, and you'll yeah. be you'll be curious to see when he decides to call in his chips and go, now. And everybody goes, oh.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah.
Well, we actually have a funny question that a fan sent in, and I loved this, so I had to throw it in there. But they said, were you glad that the sheriff wasn't the one pointing the gun at Jeremy this time?
Yes, because I didn't get Twitter attacked. It was, I didn't, so yeah, this season was really like, I didn't get any crazy, you know, people very, very upset with the sheriff. I feel like she did well this year. People were on her side a little bit, understanding her choices. It was very, very nice. It was a peaceful year for me in the Twitter world, and so that was great.
Yes, now we all just have to wonder, will it stay that way Thursday night?
Uh-oh.
You know?
We've been asking everyone, and it's so crazy the different answers they've given us, but we know you can't give up much. But could you sum up the season finale in three words for us?
Thrilling. What would be a word? I don't know, connected. There's stuff in this next episode that connects you back to stuff from way back.
Okay.
From the beginning of the show on. And shocking.
Oh, I knew shocking would be one. You're actually the first one to answer. Everyone else has been, it is a secret and I don't know.
But listen, you almost could say those three words about any Vampire Diaries episode. It doesn't give anything away except to say that the only thing I could say is that there's you'll be like, oh, that's how, oh, there's going to be like that moment. And I love that part of it. And then just really, honestly, it's just really, you know, like I said, you could practically say that about every Vampire Diaries episode. So it's probably not particularly revelatory, but I just think it's really, really wonderful.
Lucky, you can almost look at every episode and say, oh, that could have been the finale this week, because they're always that good and that shocking. So
it really is. I mean, this show is out of control that way. I mean, you really do, you know, like I said, so I'm really not giving anything away on a show like this to say that, but it really, as great as it always is, this will be really interesting for everyone. I mean, I'm really interested in how people react to it. It's going to be fun.
Well, our next question is, how do you feel about the development from the sheriff from season one until now? Because so much has changed.
I love it. I feel like in the first season she was always so under the gun and so... She was always the last guy to know anything, and she was trying so hard, and everything was so difficult, and she was struggling with her daughter, and it was she was like, God, no, not on my watch. Really, we've gone this long without vampires, and now I got the vampires, and I don't know what to do, and I'm in over my head, and I just feel like she was always sort of chasing the right action to take after the fact. Like, she just never really was the guy in the room who knew what was going on. And then over time, she's developed these relationships that are, you know, like her relationship with Caroline has become wonderful. I think you see her lightening up as hard as anything gets. Like, I feel like she'll never be as stressed as she was in season one because she and her daughter are good with each other. Like, you can't throw anything at her that's going to be, you know, stuff is really hard, but I feel like the way they're playing her is she has lighter moments sometimes. You just see her being, like, more up to the task, you know? Even if, you know, it doesn't work out, when you do see her, you see her feeling better about everything, even under the sadness of Caroline's dad dying or whatever. It's all kind of, like, doable. Everything feels doable because she's closer to her daughter is how I feel. So, and the fact that she's okay with, she's getting a understanding of vampires and what this whole situation even is, and that they don't all have to be, that there is a way to coexist. So I just feel like it's everything in some ways, even though things got more and more complicated, they've gotten for her on a certain level easier and easier. And she's kind of so proud of Caroline. Caroline's become, as a vampire, like the greatest, strongest, most impressive girl, you know? So I think it's just been great. I think she's gone in a really great direction. She's just happier all the time, I think. And you know, she's always like, oh, no, not this. Oh, God, not that. There's always stuff going on. But I think she's more up to the task, really.
Yeah, I agree. She's definitely grown a lot. She seems happier this season.
Yep.
It's been nice. We've got to see her in some other clothing besides just all uniform. That's awesome.
Always good. Always good to throw on a blouse. You know, a little something for, you know, just a little shaking it up a little.
Yep.
Well, we know that you've filmed on location here for the last 3 years, the last three seasons. And you've probably popped in the scoops a time or two, so we just want you to tell everybody what your favorite thing there is.
This is awful of me, but I have never had ice cream at Scoops.
Really?
Because when I get to work there, all I really want is coffee that first, you know, because you're either going to work, like, late into the night, or it's, like, the day, and you're like, oh, I'll just have a coffee, and then maybe later. And then I've never actually had ice cream there. Not like I don't love ice cream, and not like I'm a girl who wouldn't eat ice cream. I just have never had ice cream there, which is, I think, terrible. So maybe I need a recommendation of everybody's top five flavors, and I'll try them when I get back next year, because it's just silly. I've literally only gone there and gotten coffee.
Well, that's okay. Your
coffee's
really good, too.
Oh,
yeah,
you know,
it
my
is good.
Husband, when my husband was working on the show, I think he's like their shakes. Do they have shakes? Is that right?
They do.
Yeah, he said they were really good. I think he would sometimes after lunch be like, yeah, I got a scoop shake. He liked them a lot, so.
Well, the fans always ask about scoops when we do the Mystic Falls tour, so I always try to tell them what the cast favorite things are. So we didn't know what yours was, so we thought we'd
ask.
Well,
by the way, the coffee there is really good. If you're going to get coffee, it's pretty delicious. So I'm just saying, if you're going to get a coffee with your ice cream, you won't regret it.
Okay. Well, do you have any future projects you want to tell your fans about?
Well, right now I have been I did a little movie called April Apocalypse. It's like a little, actually a zombie movie, and I don't know when that's going to come out there in post. And I've been doing a lot of writing, actually, and some of that is starting to come to fruition. I won't give a lot of boring details for stuff that may or may not be happening, but one thing I am for sure doing is writing a little movie for a company called Darko Productions that Julie Pleck is actually a producer on. I've been working on that on the hiatus, and will continue to do so. So that's pretty fun. And then there's some other stuff, and if anything for real happens, instead of just all the fake stuff everybody talks about, then I'll let you know. There's a lot of brouhaha, not a lot really quite exactly happening. So, you know, if anything does happen, I'll keep you posted.
Well, just make sure
you
keep us posted, and you come back, and we'll advertise whatever it is you have next.
That would be wonderful. I would love it.
Well, you mentioned being in a zombie movie, so I have to ask you this because I've been asking everybody this lately. If there was a zombie apocalypse, which cast member would you pick to survive with you, and why?
Oh, no, that's horrible.
Tough, right? That's tough.
Well, of course I would have to pick Caroline, but it would be a toss-up between Caroline and Damon, because I'm so close to Damon in the show, you know. I think the sheriff would pick her daughter, no question, because, you know, or just pick her, you know, she would pick her daughter over herself. So, but it would have to be Caroline. I'd have to sort of immediately go for the girl. Though Damon would be a very close second. I love the guy.
Yeah, he is awesome. All right.
He's awesome.
He's Jess's favorite too. Before we get off here, we like to ask everybody for a clip. So if you would just say, hey, this is Marguerite McIntyre, you're listening to the VRO, just whatever you want, that would be really awesome.
Okay, cool. Tell me when.
Go ahead and go.
Oh, go. Okay. All right, ma'am. Hi, this is Marguerite McIntyre, Sheriff Forbes from the Vampire Diaries, and you're listening to the VRO. Keep doing it. We love them. Bye.
Thanks, Marguerite.
Thank you so much.
Having you
It was really nice to talk to you, and we'll see you after the hiatus.
Sounds good. See you in Covington.
Okay. Cheers. Bye.
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 Okay, everybody, thanks for listening. That was a lot of fun. Marguerite's always fun. She joins us every single year, and we love her. So,
yeah, and make sure you tune in tomorrow
night. Like Amber said, we're going to have Susan Walter, who is Mrs. Lockwood, and we're going to have Stephen McQueen, who is Jeremy, right after that. So lots of fun. If you have questions, please tweet them to @thevro tonight so that we can get our interviews written in the morning and not have to wait till the last minute. I would totally appreciate that, and I'm sure that Amber would as well.
For sure.
All right, guys. Well, night, and see you tomorrow.
All right, good night, guys.
Do you love movies, music, books, television? You do? Then come on over to the VRO on Blog Talk Radio. We have shows for all your obsessions. Vampires, we've got them. The latest blockbuster movies, they're right here. Bands and books, music and fiction, it's all at the VRO. What are you waiting for? Log on to the VRO today. www.thevro.com.